Attention, there are technical difficulties with the video portion, but the presentation and audio are fine and should be corrected momentarily. Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode until the question and answer session of today's conference. At that time, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone and record your name at the prompt. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to Dr. Farnum Jahanian. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. This is Farnum Jahanian, Assistant Director for Computer Information Science and Engineering at the National Science Foundation. On behalf of my colleagues here at NSF, it's my great pleasure to welcome you to this webinar to learn about our recently issued mid-scale research infrastructure, or NSF Cloud, solicitation. As individuals around the globe are increasingly becoming connected, we're witnessing an explosive growth in volume and traffic diversity. The emergence of cellular networks, mobile devices, and pervasive computing is contributing to a paradigm shift. Consider for a moment. Compared to 1.5 billion traditional internet users, today over 5 billion users have access to cellular networks. And by next year, the edge devices are projected to be the predominant global method for internet access. At the same time, new applications leveraging these platforms require a rich environment that enables sensing and computing, along with communication among the devices and between the devices and warehouse scale facilities via the cloud. This coupling underpins many smart technologies of the future, such as smart buildings, intelligent transportation systems, medical devices, and smart energy distribution and consumption systems, as well as how humans interact with such technologies. To this end, cloud computing has become an important building block for delivering network services and applications. Both the commercial and research community can easily buy computational cycles and storage resources from commercial cloud providers. However, researchers who want to develop and evaluate novel cloud architectures are not able to do so using commercial offerings, as there are production systems. Moreover, the potential use of commercial cloud computing for emerging applications in areas such as cyber-physical systems is limited by the current cloud architectures. Noting these trends, last year we charged a subcommittee of my advisory committee, the SCIES Advisory Committee at the National Science Foundation, to explore mid-scale research infrastructure investments. This subcommittee assessed SCIES's investments in infrastructure and considered several issues, including how should the community infrastructure requirements be derived? How can SCIES articulate a framework for understanding the value of novel infrastructure for transformational research? What are the best models for funding community mid-scale infrastructure? And how can we leverage our existing infrastructure investments, such as GE, Future Grid, and so on, for future research infrastructure? To optimize our mid-scale investment, the subcommittee recommended that we ensure that facilities support a broad spectrum of scale of meritorious research projects. Furthermore, explore research-focused cloud services and require viable sustainability plans beyond the duration of NSF funding. And so our NSF cloud solicitation aims to provide the infrastructure that enables research into cloud architectures as well as applications that utilize such architectures. Our goal is to facilitate virtualization beyond the network through resources located in the cloud, yielding complete prototypes and allowing for experimentation not possible elsewhere. This solicitation builds upon SCIES's long-standing commitment to support infrastructure that enables transformative research at the frontiers of computing and provides unique opportunities for current and future generation of computing researchers and educators. Among these investments are, of course, SCIES Research Infrastructure, or CRI program, the Global Environment for Network Innovations, or GENIE project, as well as the U.S. Ignite initiative that is now leveraging GENIE to jumpstart gigabit public sector application development around the nation. Also, the Future Grid project, which is an experimental high-performance grid testbed, and finally, the Campus Cyber Infrastructure, Network Infrastructure, and Engineering, or CCNIE program, seeking improvement and re-engineering at the campus level. In the last decade, many of these investments have demonstrated the value of developing the value of developing and using shared infrastructure. As my colleagues here today, Keith Marzullo, Brian Lyles, and Jeffrey Brown will describe in further detail, the NSF Cloud Program will enable the academic community to develop and experiment with novel cloud architectures and pursue innovative applications of cloud computing that will drive the advances of tomorrow. In doing so, we will be able to go beyond the use of existing commercial cloud offerings and bring to influence such offerings in the future. We're very enthusiastic about this solicitation, and we look forward to seeing the exciting proposals and activities that will result from this program. Let me now turn it over to Keith Marzullo, who will continue the webinar and offer more details. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Keith Marzullo. I'm the Director of the Computer Network Systems Division and the Director of Science Directorate. And I'm delighted that we have this chance to tell you about solicitation NSF 13602 and its reissuance. This is the NSF Cloud Mid-Scale Infrastructure Solicitation. Barnum has told us a bit about the history and the reasons behind the solicitation. And now I'm going to talk very briefly about the high-level goals and the stages. This solicitation seeks to enable new research and service provisioning via new resource virtualization mechanisms. It also seeks to broaden the application areas that can use cloud computing. We expect that the infrastructure will further support research both into the design, provisioning, and management of reliable, persistent, real-time cloud architecture, as well as into the design and deployment of large-scale distributed services and applications that use such an environment. Ultimately, the research infrastructure will enable researchers to go beyond the use of existing commercial cloud offerings, allowing them to influence such offerings in the future. This broadening may include the combination of dynamically configured clouds with additional high-performance systems, especially for education, simulation, and cyber-physical systems. Because the solicitation is aimed at broadening the use of cloud computing into new application areas, proposers are reminded to think of the relevant communities more broadly than just the traditional researchers in Sci-CNS. We do not believe that research on novel cloud architecture is necessarily distinct from research about novel applications and advanced uses of cloud computing. These two aspects complement and they drive each other. We hope that proposals find areas of common interest that extend, expand, and enhance both communities and which lay bases for long-term infrastructure sustainability for both communities, for all communities. Nevertheless, the solicitation is primarily intended to support cloud computing and not, for example, high-performance computing. SCIES anticipates two phases of activities. Phase one, which is enabled by this solicitation, will support the required infrastructure design and ramp-up activities, as well as demonstration of readiness for full-fledged execution. This phase focuses on the concrete design and implementation activities necessary for eventual scaling to a larger community infrastructure should additional funds become available. Approximately 1 year prior to the end of each phase one award, each funded infrastructure activity will be evaluated by an external committee based on the goals of the NSF Cloud Program, as well as specific metrics outlined in the original proposal. Depending on the outcomes of this review, NSF may choose to ramp down a funded project over the remaining duration of the award. Successful project will continue to receive the planned support through the remainder of Phase 1 grant period for that project. Subject to the availability of funds, SCIES expects to issue a solicitation for Phase 2 of NSF Cloud, seeking competitive proposals from among the Phase 1 awardees describing how the infrastructure activities would transition to full operations. The exact timing may depend on NSF evaluation of Phase 1 progress and the performance period specified by the Phase 1 grants. In Phase 2, the infrastructure is expected to become fully staffed and operational, fulfilling the proposed mission of serving as a testbed that is used extensively by the research community. Subject to the availability of funds, Phase 2 will have a similar duration and funding level as Phase 1. Reiterating a key point, the solicitation requests proposals for infrastructure. While there may be research questions associated with the architecture and technology of the infrastructure individual research is not appropriate for or conformant with the requirements of this solicitation. The research that uses this infrastructure or will use infrastructure will come from both existing programs and future solicitations. So, let me just end with a standard point. We're holding this webinar to discuss the solicitation and answer questions. If you've not had a chance to read the solicitation, please be sure to do so. There's much more information there than we're going to cover here. It is always a good practice to make a list of the things we say in the solicitations, what are shoulds, what are shalls, and what are musts, and use these lists as part of the process of planning the proposal. Now let me turn this the reins over to Dr. Brian Lyles, who will dive into the programmatic elements.
Good morning. Award information. While the total funding for the program is $20 million and the number of expected awards is 2, this does not necessarily mean that awards must be exactly $10 million. All proposals must present budgets that realistically reflect the work that is to be done. All proposals may be subject to scope change during award negotiations. NSF will consider the proposal merit and likely community impact in making any final decisions. While the maximum project length is 4 years, proposals for projects of less than 4 years are welcome. In particular, proposals that can describe a realistic path to community impact at earlier dates are appropriate and may influence panel evaluations. Proposers are reminded that there may be trade-offs between staffing costs and equipment purchases. NSF will issue the awards as cooperative agreements. This means that unlike traditional grants, NSF will communicate regularly with the projects and provide both help with community issues and advice on project management. Proposers should carefully consider the impact of the cooperative agreements on our project structure and management. In particular, it may influence the choice of whether the proposal is a collaborative proposal between multiple institutions or whether subawards are used to bring in other participants. Proposals can be submitted by any entity eligible under Chapter 1, Section E of the Grant Proposal Guide. This list is not restricted to universities and is a change from the original issuance of the solicitation. Please read the GPG for a full list of eligible entities. NSF will obtain reviews from a range of non-conflicted experts. In addition to cloud computing, the reviewers may have expertise in project management, community engagement, high-performance computing, networking, and other areas as identified by NSF. At NSF's discretion, proposers may be requested to come to NSF for a reverse site visit. Ask our reviewers to assess the NSF intellectual merit and broader impact criteria. In addition, they will be asked to comment on a set of specific review criteria that is specific to this solicitation. Because this is an infrastructure project, these four on this slide, additional criteria focus on team experience in delivering infrastructure and exposition of a management plan and project process that we believe are appropriate to the project scope and goals. The first criteria on this slide is intended to match the facility to what is known of community needs. The second is intended to encourage the reuse of existing assets. This is part two. Sorry. Note that the solicitation provides the evaluation criteria. However, this does not mean that the capabilities of proposed architectures or positive attributes of submissions beyond those required by the solicitation will be ignored in the evaluation process. NSF will be listening carefully to the panel feedback on positive attributes of the proposals. We expect that NSF cloud projects will need to fund some or all of the Phase 1 infrastructure. Projects will also likely need to develop software as determined by the proposal architecture. The exact ratio and levels of equipment expenses versus development expenses will be determined by the architectures and by the potential reuse of existing resources and software. We expect the proposers to figure out the appropriate balance. In all cases, the budgets must be justified and appropriate for the level of effort. When buying equipment, it's good practice to attach equipment quotes justifying the budget to the proposal as supplementary documents. We understand that these quotes are subject to revision as prices change over time. Travel and coordination costs should match and be consistent with the structure of the project management plan. And please remember when you're doing your travel expenses that the proposal requires that you attend and have funds for domestic travel for two-day meetings each year for project coordination. Finally, in context, both Keith and Farnham have talked about past size infrastructure activities. The past provides a basis for the future. Size CNS has a significant investment in mid-scale infrastructure. The Genie program is deploying Genie racks, actually small computing clusters that are approximately 50 universities across the U.S. The MRI and CRI programs have funded a significant number of computing clusters dedicated to systems research. Large-scale clusters such as PROBE are potentially available for integration into nationwide experiments. NSF realizes that the broader scope of future cloud computing means that there are similarities and potential overlaps with size ACI programs and HPC. These provide a potentially exciting base for new application structures. For example, the use of HPC facilities in training and simulation with cloud-based front ends. Control of cyber physical systems is another area with exciting potential for the combination of cloud and HPC technologies. As has already been demonstrated in the CCNIE program, we expect there will be significant other cyber infrastructure assets that can be shared across the CNS and ACI communities. Thus, while the center of this solicitation is in SciCNS, we welcome well-conceived plans for leveraging a larger set of existing infrastructure resources. Leveraging existing resources may enable greater impact for less cost. It may also reduce the time and risk to deploy NSF cloud. Thoughtful proposals may also provide a path for existing user populations to rapidly become users of NSF cloud. As Keith stated, the first phase of NSF cloud program is about designing the infrastructure, facilitating early experiments to demonstrate the value of the infrastructure, and having a solid plan for a wider build-out in Phase 2. Thus, in Phase 1, that is to say this solicitation, the proposers must show that they have a solid architectural concept and a plan for implementing and deploying sufficient facilities such that the relevant communities can be engaged and can run interesting experiments. Proposers should describe future experimentation as examples that illustrate how architectural choices, deployed facilities, and supporting tools, et cetera, satisfy the solicitation's requirement that the infrastructure, quote, support both experiments involving novel cloud computing architectures and experiments involving novel applications of cloud computing, end quote. While we expect proposals to address the topics described, we do not dictate the order in which they are described in your proposal. Proposers are free to choose the order that makes the most sense in a coherent narrative. The section on the project proposal description is limited to 20 pages. And with that, I will turn it over to Dr. Jeffrey Brown.
Good morning. This is Jeffrey Brown. I'm a program director in the size of the CNS division. And I'm going to talk to you about the project proposal description component. There are nine sections, which I'll be covering on the next nine slides. And I'm not going to repeat everything that is in the solicitation. You need to read that for the details. But I will try to point out key points that you should be aware of, cognizant of, in the process of writing your proposals. The first section, as Brian pointed out, the order is up to you, but the first section listed in the solicitation is project vision. The project vision should provide a clear roadmap of the initial deployments and future growth opportunities. It should also provide the roadmap for engagement with the community. Details of these topics will likely be present in later sections. In this section, we seek the vision against which the details can be assessed. Innovation in and with cloud computing means both the classical systems and networking communities and new domains, such as cyber-physical systems, will use and possibly fund parts of the infrastructure. The architecture and infrastructure section needs to describe the components and how they will fit together to build a system, and the proposer's assessment of the level of effort required to build new components or modify existing ones. New components, that is, software or hardware, building blocks that are not simple reuse or minor modifications of existing ones, should be described in significantly more detail than existing ones. The description of new components should consider the risk associated with the component development. The material in this section should allow reviewers to understand what is being developed and how much it will cost. Cost estimates based on actual experience with comparable modules are encouraged. Research enablement. This is actually research and education enablement. The purpose of this section is not to define a research agenda for the design of the infrastructure, but rather to show how the infrastructure will support compelling new research and education opportunities. Keep in mind the solicitation goals with respect to enabled research. Infrastructure will enable exploration of resource sharing and clustered computing, virtualization with software-defined networking technologies, quality of service guarantees, and the interplay among applications, cloud computing architectures, and the physical environment. It's important to consider how the infrastructure will support multiple experiments of sufficient size, enable evaluation of different cloud configurations at scale, long-running and instrumented, and provide isolation between experiments. Community engagement. Remember that this solicitation seeks infrastructure that will specifically enable the academic research community to develop and experiment with novel cloud architectures and pursue architecturally enabled novel applications for cloud computing. We also seek to facilitate interactions with the broader academic community as well as industry, including cloud computing researchers, the high-performance computing community, and cyber-physical systems researchers. You should consider how communities should be involved in defining the space of novel cloud architectures, architecturally enabled novel applications. Remember to consider community diversity, fairness, long-term sustainability goal concerns, and broader impact in your proposals. So the next slide just shows you where we've been. It gives you a little roadmap. We've talked about the first four topics, and now I'll move on to talking about team qualifications, project management, risk management, which are all parts of a major component of your proposal. Team qualifications. This is a really big infrastructure project, not a research project. To succeed, substantial project management skills will be needed. Consider the organization of your team carefully. Here's some examples of needed skills. You need people with systems engineering skills, large-scale project management, operational management, and community engagement. Remember, proposals should describe how this infrastructure will leverage existing NSF investments or commercial software, which means you might consider that in your team organization. Where new development is needed, be clear how the skills of your team support this. Project management. Again, this is a large infrastructure project that will require well-organized management and coordination. We expect proposers to show that they understand how to organize the various activities, coordinate the results so that there's a high probability of success, and coordinate the architecture development and early deployment activities with the external community. Remember that the awards will be issued as a cooperative agreement and that NSF will actively engage the awardees. Proposers are strongly encouraged to describe how their management structures will support the cooperative agreement. If parts of a proposed NSF cloud project depend upon existing infrastructure, the required management and coordination functions and responsibilities should be documented. Risk management. A project of this scale necessarily has risks. These risks can be associated with research questions associated with the architecture, equipment-related, organizational, community. Thus, since the end goal is to deliver operational infrastructure to the community, your proposal must show how you understand how to manage risks. We are not expecting you to run a risk-free program. However, we are expecting that the risks associated with organization, new architectural ideas, software, hardware, and tools be carefully and professionally managed. We do not require conformance with risk management standards. And the one up there is just a random one. We do not require conformance with risk management standards. We do seek thoughtful assessment that highlights a critical part of the proposer's project management skills. I'll now talk about the last two sections, metrics and performance tracking and long-term vision. Metrics are a fundamental part of evaluating and communicating the ongoing success of the program, for informing risk management process and for informing the project changes that are likely to be needed as the project progresses. Remember, this is a cooperative agreement, so NSF will be engaged in this throughout the process. Your proposal must identify an initial set of metrics, including short and long-term progress. The metrics that are appropriate for early stages of the project may not be appropriate for later stages. Remember that an important goal is you must be able to communicate the value of the infrastructure to the larger size community. Long-term vision. I spoke about vision at the beginning. That was more about the vision of the short-term vision of the project. You also need to address long-term vision. The proposer should describe their long-term vision for the NSF cloud infrastructure and show how the elements of the proposal support that vision. This must include a longer-term vision for transition to community governance and sustainability. Proposers should describe the management aspects associated with scaling to a larger infrastructure should the infrastructure advance to phase two with additional funding. Remember that over the long term, there will be users and participants and infrastructure providers other than NSF. Those are the sections that are required in your 20-page proposal. You need to read the solicitation carefully to understand the goals of the solicitation, to understand the proposal requirements, and to understand review criteria. And Brian's going to come back now, and we're going to address questions.
We can take questions now.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session of today's conference. To ask a question, please press star one. One moment, please. Our first question comes from Dawn Porter. Go ahead, your line is open.
Yes, I was wondering, there isn't anything in the solicitation about letters of support. Are those allowed in the supplementary documents?
In general, NSF policy focuses on letters of support being for commitments of resources needed to carry out the project. So if you have a partner who is pledging resources, whether it be hardware, software, people, or data, it's appropriate to have a letter of support saying, yes, we will provide this.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Steve Krago. Go ahead, your line is open.
Hi, my question has to do with community governance and long-term vision and what sorts of things you might have in mind for that. Does that mean continued sponsorship by NSF with some sort of community involvement in the governments, or does it mean NSF handing over to something else?
The community governance, long-term community governance, is an issue where we are looking for creative and thoughtful replies, responses in the proposals. A response that says we expect that NSF will pay for the facility for the next into the indefinite future is probably not as good, but we're looking for the proposers to come back with a thoughtful reply.
Thank you.
Again, as a reminder, please press star 1 if you have a question. One moment, please. Our next question comes from Ben Yu. Go ahead, your line is open. Mr. Yu, your line is open.
Hi, I have a question. If some of the cloud computing infrastructure, some part of it, needs to be prototyped for the first time, an example would be an exogenic type of rack in conjunction with companies like IBM or HP. Would that be part of the scope of this proposal solicitation?
Yes, you can develop new hardware and new software, but you need to address in your proposal both the risks and in detail how you're going to approach that. And you should also probably address why new designs are necessary and why off-shelf ones won't work in this situation.
No, it's a new development that is justified in the proposal is appropriate. But it needs to, remember that it's going to need to be managed.
Understand. Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Again, our next question comes from Neil Bright. Go ahead, your line is open.
Hi, just a quick housekeeping question. Are the slides from today's presentation going to be made available?
Yes, there's a link on the last on the web page now. You can read it. Actually, it's hard to read.
I believe that the slides will be linked to by the solicitation page. There is a program page that has the webinar. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Jose Fortes. Go ahead, your line is open.
It's already been answered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Ryan Braby. Go ahead, your line is open.
Thank you. The solicitation talks briefly about the desire to influence future commercial offerings for cloud capabilities. Do you encourage or discourage the inclusion or engagement of commercial research efforts in this solicitation?
We encourage thoughtful proposals that figure out from proposers, and you should figure out how to accomplish the goals of the solicitation. If there is a well thought out plan that involves industry, sure. Okay, thank you for your time. If you have further questions, please email us. We're looking forward to your proposals.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
That concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect your line at this time.
What's your question?